The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this first day of August 2017. And we're talking with Charlotte Iserby. And folks, we're going to get into this community-oriented policing program called COPS. And this is very important, and I want you to think about it in this context. You know, I mentioned last hour about how they're conditioning the kids in school, how the critical thinking now, the standard is how, not how to think, but what to think. And of course, we've got them conditioned now that any order that's given to you by a police officer, especially one roaming your halls in any school USA today, lockdowns, school shootings, this is all an instruction program, if you will. Now, Charlotte mentioned UNESCO, United Nations, and I also want people to remember that we had the United Nations. Well, it wasn't called United Nations. We were supposed to demonstrate from the war, World War I, that we needed a League of Nations so they could use their communist agenda and spread that worldwide. Well, there was still too much resistance because too many were old school in their cultures and their society in their respective countries. It didn't work. So we had to have World War I Part II. And, of course, that's what brought us the United Nations. And there aren't, I don't know if there is anybody on the face of this planet that's not signed up with the UN and have their representatives in their assembly. But take note of this. Every one of the Secretary Generals of the United Nations have all been communist, without exception. And here this sits, and who was the land given to build the United Nations in New York? Yep. By the Rockefeller Foundation. Mm-hmm. Okay, yep. Let's get into this COPS program, Charlotte.
All right, well, the COPS program is basically an offshoot of the community education, which I mentioned earlier, and there's an unbelievably fine study on community education by Ruth Feld and Jill Wilson. Now, Feld is dead, long dead. That is at, it's one of the discs. It's a written submission. It's not one of the videos. It's a written submission that is included in the Exposing the Global Road to Ruin Through Education. That is at the bottom of that thing I sent you. You'll see that link. If you click on that, or just click on Deliberate Dumbing Down, actually, Deliberate Dumbing Down has just about everything on it. It's a jammed-up page, the front page, pretty jammed up. You can get anything you want, but you can get, under written submissions, if you look there, click on this Feld Wilson paper, and you will see this goes way back, the concept of community ed, which is to get rid of elected officials and put everything under the council system, which is really the Soviet system. We ran across it in Maine.
You mean like school boards?
No.
Okay.
I ran across it when I was on elected board, and I thought, what is it? And you know, I found out it was sort of connected with adult ed, and then we tracked it down more, and we found out that through one little word, like unelected, in the legislation that passed the community ed thing in Maine, they put in the little word unelected. So you ended up with a council, which is the Soviet system, council form of government. And then we kept tracking it. We did all sorts of, you know, reports, a big report for our governor. And the governor, Longley, a good governor, it went through our report, big brief, went through, was, I then had founded Guardians of Education for Maine, and the big brief went through to the governor, and he called me one morning, 1 a.m., woke us up, and he said he was sorry to bother me, but he couldn't call me from his office about this particular program, and he was absolutely appalled, because community ed is totally lifelong, and is total brainwashing. It has all services under the umbrella of the school district, and now it will be the police department actually running it, now the police have moved in, because they got in through the DARE program. But the community education was defined at a conference in Washington, D.C. in the early 60s, or maybe it's the early 70s, probably, because my friend told me about this great Australian researcher. She went to a conference there, community educators, and the guys in the audience, the gals, they asked the facilitator, well, what is this? What are you talking about? And he said, well, it's really the communist Chinese system. Now, there was a lot of people got upset. In fact, our governor, very strangely, died shortly after we gave him that thing. But then we fought it so hard, it went underground. And I do believe it came back with a new name, which was UN Agenda 21, huh? And then we've got UN Agenda 2030, but it's all the same concept. And I just told you, communist China and Russia, because they got communism from Russia, but it's the communist Chinese system. It's the collective. It's the community. Common unity. Everybody has to have the same attitudes, values, belief. If you speak up, then we've got the COPS program, the community-oriented policing system. And they will monitor everything that you think, all your values, attitudes, and beliefs, and you will be reorganized within the community in these little groups if you're dumb enough or commie enough to join them. These are unelected little councils that work with the one policeman that has been selected by the police chief in that particular part of your town. Portland, Maine has about 8 different little WENA, you know, they're called West End Neighborhood Association. If you go back, people there, some of them are older like I am, remember Neighborhood Watch?
Mm-hmm.
And remember the DARE program?
Mm-hmm.
That's when they first got the police in the schools. That was Nancy Reagan. And that DARE program, all of the studies that were done on it out of the Department of Justice, which gave it to us, where the police went in the schools to help the kids stay off drugs and all, it was a total failure. But it wasn't really, because it got the police into the schools in order for our children to become accustomed to a police state, to the environment of living with the police. And now we've ended up with that really big time with the COPS program. But I'm thrilled to see that Congress did defund that thing, 4 years ago, but then they threw it over to Justice. And I understand, I may be wrong on this, but I can't believe this is true. Let's say $9 billion instead of $90 billion. I'm not sure of the figure. But the amount of money that's gone into this totally unconstitutional totalitarian, and yes, it has been referred to by the San Diego Lieutenant Wirtz article that's up there on my stuff. He, in 2002... explained it. It's all, you know, Saul Alinsky, it's the Hegelian dialectic, it's the changing of our values to communism, and he calls it, this is a detective in San Diego having the guts to talk about the COPS program. He called it the Stasi program, which is East German, probably the most brutal police state program that the world has ever known. And so I'm not saying that's what we've got right here now, but it's modeled on that. And basically, the police do not like it. They want to do their job, and that's hard work. And we all know how hard work it is. We've seen enough of it the last 3 or 4 years on the Internet, haven't we? And a lot of good police are being shot. There are a lot of rookies that are being retrained, which is this new training, which is absolutely awful. And they're so, it's such ridiculously ineffective training that last week or a month ago in Maine, a couple of rookies had just gotten through academy, and they were going home for the weekend, and one of them shot the other one in the back of the car. I mean, come on, these are the ones that are being retrained. And I've heard from, you know, retired police and older police ready to retire that this new system is a total disaster, and we're going to end up with far more crime, and the people who shouldn't be in jail will be, and the ones who should be won't be. And we do have the one thing on Sam, which I'm going to talk about, is when we got a hold of the discovery materials, and the audio clip is at rents.com, and the program is that article is called United States and Maine Constitution's Dead in the Water. And under the picture of the bloody jeans that belong to my son, there's a little, you can click on the dot, you know, click on it, and you will hear this audio of the two police talking about popping Sam in the head. And then one of them says, and listen to this, because it didn't succeed. It didn't succeed. It says, it's not federal anymore. Well, that sort of made my stomach turn like a rock. What did they mean? What's not federal anymore? Getting rid of Sam? Okay, so anyway, we got that. They were pretty upset. They hadn't listened to it. Idiots giving it to us. And we've got that. It's on that article of, you know, Maine and U.S. Constitution is dead in the water. And then after that, what happens? And then after that, well, he gets the misdemeanor dismissed on his own. Then there...
Now, wait a minute. Charlotte, back up a second. Why was there a misdemeanor to begin with? What was the first interaction that Sam had with the police?
Well, he called the police chief to report on a policeman, banging on his door because they'd been sent to the wrong place to pick up some stuff. And Sam has post-traumatic stress disorder, but he doesn't respond like a lot of vets might, huh? They'd shoot you if they hear that kind of noise. So Sam called the police chief, and he wanted to talk to him about it, officer safety, right? And the chief never called him back. He tried 8 or 9 times and never was referred to anyone to handle the problem or talk to Sam about police officer safety. They've got to be very careful not to bang on doors like they were doing, because you might get a vet who just returned from Afghanistan or wherever, you know, who's going to shoot the policeman. That's their natural reaction when they have post-traumatic stress disorder. So that is the reason that this happened. And the chief wouldn't call him back. And then finally, by mistake, he got through to the chief's wife, who happens to work for the chief. Can you believe it? Right under him, huh? And she's a lieutenant. And that was considered harassment. So then he gets this harassment thing, and he gets the papers on it. And then then is when he gets the discovery materials. No, he doesn't get them then. They throw him in jail overnight, $500 bail, and then they supervise him for 9 months. He can't have guns or anything in his house. Then he wins that case. It's dismissed, right? Then they're very angry. So about, 3 months later on Memorial Day, he's sitting on his porch, and this guy he had known from way in the past, actually, at school, and he hadn't seen him for a long time, but a little bit recently, comes down the street because he he's in love with this girlfriend. No, not really. He had been a friend of Sam's, but he's in love with this girl that is still fond of Sam, but Sam doesn't have anything going with her. And he's furious, and he's very out-of-control type of person, but very bright. He's very bright. And we've got all the, you know, the tapes and everything, the text messages between him and her, and we've got all the evidence.
Him being whom?
The attempted murderer. The
okay,
murderer,
and,
the
this, and this is Mr. Yeah. Mr. Dodge?
Yes, yep. Uh-huh.
Okay, all
and
right.
So we've got all the tapes, because it was given to us in discovery. We had an eyewitness who saw the whole thing in Marvel's Gal. They didn't use any of the eyewitness reports in the grand jury hearing that ultimately took place. But what happened? The hearing happened after Samuel was actually shot by this guy and left in a pool of blood.
Okay, now this is the second encounter.
Yes.
Okay, so...
Yes.
So we
and
have...
And the police, they don't call for EMS because they wanted him dead, okay? They wanted him dead for some reason. And remember, what does "it's not federal anymore" mean? They wanted him dead. And he has that website, AmericanDeception.com. And anybody who wants to go to a website where they're really going to have their minds blown... It's all original stuff from a person we knew who's dead now with intelligence in World War II. That will blow your mind, that website. Okay, so they want Sam. And so, anyway, they listen to this. You get shot through the femoral artery. The protocol across the country is immediate EMS, emergency medical, immediate for the police to do that. They waited 22 minutes. Sam's only three houses from the hospital. He arrives 36 minutes after he's been shot, and he really was declared pretty much dead. No oxygen, no blood, no pulse, no nothing, but they saved him. And I have to give credit to, you know, if that police officer who moved in first had not done what he did with the tourniquet, Samuel definitely would have been dead. And then we have this other wonderful police officer, too. There are a lot of wonderful police officers out there. Please, folks, you've got to understand that. But they need your support
okay.
in getting rid of this wretched, politically correct East German Stasi program, which, thank heavens, Jeff Sessions hates it as much as I do, I think.
Now,
the Congress voted to get rid of it.
Yes, I want people to understand something here. At this point, the general rule of thumb is that if you've got an individual out there that's doing something and you really want them to stop, what you will do to them is suggest that they stop doing this or they're on the wrong track or you'll try to be sidetracked. If that doesn't work, well, then you start to threaten the mother or the father's children.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So here we have, in the first go-around, with you have the audio tape of the cop going, "If you weren't in the way, I would have put a bullet in his head." Okay.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
statement. And then we have this mystery man that it's obvious that your son had absolutely no romantic connections to this woman. So here comes the angry man up to your son's porch. The gun is produced. He gets shot in the femoral artery, which
with his own gun.
Yeah.
Sam's gun was used.
And, you know, it was described as, he just mishandled his own firearm. And he's a combat veteran. He gets shot in the femoral artery, folks. And femoral artery, let me explain something. It is a big artery. The femoral artery, you have two of them, running down your left leg and your right leg, unless you have three legs, and I don't know how that works. But point being is if you hit a femoral artery, it's the same thing volume-wise as cutting a jugular vein. It doesn't take you long to bleed out. Now, and what you said here, and I want to make sure that people understand this. As I said at the beginning of the program, that this man, Charlotte's son, Sam, is a veteran, a Marine Gulf War I combat veteran. Now, I've got to take this break here, 3-minute break. We'll come back. I want to set this up properly so you understand why Charlotte Iserby is now so dangerous. She wasn't bad enough when she was doing the educational scam. Now she's on to something that, well, they actually tried to kill her son, not once, but twice.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Now, just so people understand this, Sam is a U.S. Marine Gulf War vet. He's an accomplished rifleman, and he does not mistakenly shoot himself in a femoral artery. And this ended up with him going to the hospital, but not right away. He ended up at the hospital, and the emergency medical service report actually said there are no vitals, no blood, no oxygen. Now, after a call from an eyewitness to the police department, the police showed up and didn't call for an ambulance for 22 minutes after they arrived. And again, folks, my analogy, you might as well cut a jugular vein. You're going to notice that somebody's bleeding profusely and they're going to bleed out in literally minutes if you don't do something. But the ambulance is not called for 22 minutes, which meant that Sam arrived at that hospital some 35 minutes later after being shot. And normally, with a wound like this and that artery being opened up the way it was, you normally bleed out in a maximum of 15 minutes. So this is nothing but short of a miracle.
It is. It is.
And
it really is a miracle. It really is a miracle, and thank God for it. And after it happened, we were so upset that we having two of those things happen. We filed a major tort claim against the city of Portland.
Portland, Maine?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so just about everybody was named. We have a wonderful city here. We have an elected mayor and an appointed city manager, and they hate one another's guts. I just wish that they'd carry on so that we could get rid of one of them, because they really do hate each other. But anyway, so we've got this crazy city here, and so we filed this tort claim that really everybody's in it except for the wonderful two police that were in touch with me, and I sure hope that they, you know, don't lose their jobs or something. But anyway, they were so wonderful. But one of them, you were talking about that, the one who put the first one in who applied the tourniquet, he did. We're pretty sure of this. We can't find out anything from those people. We're pretty sure that, I think he said in the witness statement, because we have all the police department statements too, and he said that he had called for emergency. And so there he was working on trying to keep Sam alive. And then he looked around and he thought, where the heck are they? And we think he's the one who finally called in 22 minutes later. I mean, they weren't going to call at all.
Well,
and generally
how this works is the police aren't usually in direct contact with the EMS. What they'll do is request of the dispatch for a dispatch of an ambulance or emergency services,
and
whether
he did that.
Yeah,
he did it.
All right.
And they didn't turn up. And, you know, anyway, so those two are marvelous. That's why I say I have great admiration for a lot of the police in this country. But the cops program has got to go. Now, I will tell you, what happened next is this. So then we filed a tort claim. Then the DA is having this woman. She is having a cow. A major, huge cow. She says, they're going after my city. That means me. So then she rigs up this jury hearing. You know, so Sam and Fred have to go to this grand jury hearing.
And that being Fred Dodge.
Okay. And it's completely rigged. And they get the assistant DA to come up with completely different charges from the excellent police department report, which said elevated, aggravated assault, went into detail and had all the witness statements and all, they come up with new charges, which are both felony charges for Sam and Fred, both the same charges, stupid, like fooling around with a gun or something. I can't remember right now the wording. And Sam, up until then, had always been considered a victim. He's all of a sudden defendant with Fred. They both have the same charges. So they cooked it up so that they could, when they finally, because they didn't dare take it to jury trial, they wanted to get dismissed with the Fifth Amendment. And so it was not a good deal that was made. And our lawyer that we got, thinking he was good, he ended up working with the district attorney to make sure that Fred got off.
All right.
And Sam ends up, it's been dismissed, but we don't like the dismissal.
Right. Okay, now hold, Charlotte, hang on one second. I've got this last break to take. We'll open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, we are back. Spent 90 minutes here with Charlotte Iserby. And Charlotte, I do have a caller waiting here, 800-313-9443. And as usual on this program, generally callers want to call in the last segment of the program. So go ahead, feel free if you have any pointed questions or comments to Charlotte Iserby. Charlotte, anything else you want to continue with here before we take a call?
Yeah, I would like to make the point about the COPS program here. What happened is about a week after the incident, this public-private partnership, the COPS program, had their little neighborhood meeting. And the policeman who heads up that particular entity, we have about eight of them, he gave a report which was publicized on the Internet that said that an individual, didn't use his name, there was an incident where he shot himself in the leg. This was a lie that came from the the guy who tried to murder Sam, who had called in shortly after the attempted murder and told the police that lying story. So what I'm trying to say here is that the community-oriented policing system is absolutely illegal, off the walls. What they're doing, they were lying to the community. It went on the Internet, and about 10 days later, out came the excellent Portland Police Department report, which said elevated aggravated assault, and had all the eyewitness statements and everything attached to it. So what I'm saying here, I'm sure your listeners understand this. Who are you going to listen to? You're going to listen to the unelected community-oriented policing system that is being run by the police chief, and they've got these police that probably don't like to do this stuff, like delivering hot chocolate to old ladies and brainwashing people. But they probably don't like to do it, but they have to. But this is a totally unconstitutional entity, and that is why Sessions wants it gone, Congress wanted it gone, and I want all your listeners to write your elected officials and say it has got to be abolished once and for all. Now, if you don't understand the story I just told you about how that came out, that report, and was put on the Internet, a lie about what had happened, murderer's lie, 10 days before the official excellent Portland Police Department report. There's something very wrong there.
But you had asked for the municipal judge in the Portland, Maine Police Department to unlock the sealed case files.
Yes, we want, and that's what I want people, what they can do, all they have to do is email me. And that's dumbdown, dumbdown, 00 at yahoo.com. And you asked me to send you the draft letter to the municipal judge and the motions to unlock these sealed records. The Dodge Iserbeet case has been sealed because they know that they were up to no good, and that's a very mild way of putting it.
Well, and at the very least, what could happen here, Charlotte, is the cop that you actually have a recording of telling the other cop, if you wouldn't have gotten in the way, I could have put a bullet in his head right then. That, at the very least, should open up an investigation unto itself. But that would lead, and this is one of their favorite tactics. They will give the sacrificial cow, they'll allow you to lob this guy's head off. But we don't want to go into the community-oriented policing system, and we don't really want to talk about that. What you uncovered in Maine itself, the 1975 work plan, and which included the health, education, and welfare, the departments of agriculture, the housing and urban development, labor, law enforcement assisted administration.
Right. That was the regional plan that I found the other day, 1975.
And that outlined, and that was outlined in that report for the Federal Regional Council of New England fiscal year. And folks, this is 1975. How many years ago was that? And this is being put in place. And before I go to calls here, I want you folks to understand something. That for the first time in this country's history, we now have the police that are melded, or welded, if you will, directly to military and military personnel in every city, in every state throughout this country. And these are called the fusion centers.
Yes. Good, John.
All right. Okay, let's take some calls here. Diane, thanks for holding. Diane in Florida. Go ahead. Diane?
Hey, Charlotte.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi, Diane.
Charlotte.
Yeah.
I just want you to know I'm here.
Oh, I'm glad you're still there, and I'm hoping to see you sometime. That's right. Okay, call me, will you?
I will do that. Love you.
Thank you. I love all you down there.
That's it? That's it, Diane?
We're just having a little girly.
Oh, well, you Diane, you could have emailed her, but that's okay.
I do that too.
Okay, well, what the friendship is based on what, and are you doing anything in Florida spreading the information, Diane?
Oh, are they ever? Ask Diane. They were fighting like mad.
Diane, please tell me your short story of what you're doing down in Florida to assist Charlotte Iserbeet.
Well, I'm not working so much on the stuff for Sam, although Sam's always got my prayers. It's more on the education and everything I've learned from Charlotte and trying to wake people up on education for our kids.
Okay.
Well, I've got to get Diane on the stick because the most important thing to do is to write and call me. I just gave my email out. Everybody has to contact the municipal judge in Cumberland County, Maine, and ask them to unlock those files that they've locked, which are absolutely have all the goods in them about this incredible double murder case.
And I'll tell you why.
Diane, you should be doing that.
And let's stop here for a second.
I did.
Okay. Diane, hold on a second.
She said she did.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, good. Because I'm going to tell you why this is important. We've got a nice little closed little shop here up in Portland, Maine, that they figured that they can pretty much cover up everything. But when they start getting requests from Florida, from Arizona, from Texas, what this is telling them, that somebody has leaked. The story is now out there, and you're going to see the little cockroaches in Portland, Maine start to run for cover.
Oh, yeah, like the media. Are they ever? This is a First Amendment case for opening up the free press, right? The right of Americans to know what's going on. And there isn't a single newspaper in Maine, even the little ones we thought that were good, that will touch the story.
All right. Diane, thank you for your call. Thank you for participating.
Thank you, John.
And helping Charlotte here. Let's go to Ann in Arizona. Hello, Ann. Ann, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Hey, Annie.
Charlotte.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, we're just
getting
along.
I'm one of those teachers that you give credit for exposing the Global Skinnerian Center.
Yep. Well,
to congratulate you on tying it in with Agenda 21. Mm-hmm. I have never stopped researching this since I was exposed to it in 1978. As you know, I'll
tell you, Ann Herzer was number one in the country, maybe the world, in exposing the Skinner upper conditioning dog training. Your children are not dogs. She exposed it. She had all the research. She educated me. Number one person. You've got her on the phone.
Hi. Listen, there's one thing I want to mention to you that these conservative blogs will not touch, and it's the bill that's now pending in the Committee of Education and the Workforce, and it's H.R. 610 that will give all the federally funded programs, I mean all of them, from every department back to the governor to disperse into the homeschools and the all elements of our children. Bush, of course, said no child will be left behind, and this is the mechanic. Okay, thanks, Charlotte.
Listen, thank you, Annie, and so glad you got through. I mean, she was responsible very much for my first book that was boycotted, The Back to Basics Reform, or OBE. She and I worked on that book together, a very important little book, only 39 pages. It's free on the Internet. Anybody can go and read it. Free PDF.
Now, I, folks, I want you to understand something. And part of the problem here, Charlotte, is information overload.
Yeah.
And that a lot of people do not or cannot spend the time necessary to do all the research that you have done or that, say, Ann has done.
Mm-hmm.
Or your friend from Florida,
yep.
And I want people.
Yeah, but these gals, let me say something. They've all got families and they've got jobs and they've got everything, but they took the time because they saw how very serious the train coming down the track. They knew that it was going to take our country down, and they wanted a good future for our children and grandchildren. And they didn't go out and partying, and they didn't do this, and they didn't do that. They gave up a lot of things that many other people, Americans, have not been willing to give up.
Time? Money?
Yep.
I don't know, Charlotte. I've dedicated 25 years of my life.
I'm not talking about you.
No. It was leading around to you, Charlotte.
Yep.
Many people do not understand that compared to me, I've only been doing this for 25 years. How many years have you been doing this?
Oh, 40 now.
Uh-huh. 40 years. And now you're on a tract here that they figured it was important enough to send you a message by trying to murder your son. But understand, people, that this, you know, this is the tyranny. This is the tip of the spear that you're now looking at that you do not recognize. And that it is coming from the community-oriented policing system, which is this last stop on the road to tyranny, since COPS is the enforcement arm of the whole communist UN agenda 2030 ball of wax.
That's so well said. Yep.
It should be. You wrote it.
Oh, did I? Well, Detective Wirtz, I always give him the greatest credit. I don't know where he is. In 2002, wrote the 10-pager on what the community-oriented policing system really is. And by the way, could my son just say hi to you? He's right here.
Absolutely.
Here, Sam. Thank
you. Hello.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
What would you say if you had had a federal hit put on your life and they delayed the ambulatory service to make sure you bled to death?
It sounds to me like you're still alive through a miracle of God or somebody is watching over you.
When you have a bullet put straight through your femoral artery, you're not supposed to last 10 minutes. And for some bizarre reason, I lasted 35. They delayed the ambulatory, and I live three houses from the biggest hospital in Maine.
Let me ask you a question, Sam, because this is my take on the situation. They figured, and I said this to your mom, and this is in no way, please, this is no way derogatory. Because
I'm not offendable.
Oh, okay, good. Well, you shouldn't be. You're a Gulf War vet. You've been over in combat. I mean, if you're not offended by somebody trying to blow your head off, I don't know what you could be offended about. But what I said to your mother was simply this. I said, the way these guys work is that they will drop some hints that maybe you should stop doing what you're doing. And if you do not follow their advice on that, usually they'll demonstrate, Sam, that, we can take more effective means at doing this. And generally what they'll do is go to the offspring and try to off them, of which apparently this is what they tried to do. Because, go ahead.
Gang technique.
I'm sorry?
You understand gangbang technique?
Yeah, I do.
Is when, you know, this isn't the police, but when gangbangers actually hit the innocent victim of the household, and that's where it hurts the most. And so, and I lived in San Francisco, and I saw this happen, where they went after the innocent person who was going to be in the NFL, and he did a good job in school, and they went after him, and he had nothing to do with it, and he is now dead.
And who are you referencing here?
I mean, it's one thing to shoot the person you want to shoot, but it's another thing to let them suffer for a family member disappearing. And this is what they're up to. And so Mom's been involved with the COPS program for a while. I've been involved in a lot of stuff, as you may well know. And so we don't know because I put up the skull and bones. I held off for a long time, probably about 5 years, before I put up the skull and bones roster. And within 1 year and a half, and we're not sure where this is coming from, but they actually, 1 year and a half later, went after me, and I'm not sure exactly what it was about, but there were some very suspicious circumstances involving the fact that I got a bullet. Yep. And then there was the delay of the ambulance, and they're waiting for me to bleed out.
Well, and Sam, you were there. The analogy there. The analogy I used is hitting a femoral artery with a bullet's the same thing as cutting a carotid artery on the side of your neck.
Yeah.
You bleed, and you bleed heavily, and you bleed fast.
Right. And I don't know why I made it, but the doctor said if you'd been a city mile away from us, you would not be alive.
Wow.
So, it's disturbing. It's just the fact that we can't get anywhere because everybody's protecting everybody else, and that's the major issue with the law enforcement society and the COPS program, everything else that goes along with it. But for them to actually wait to not take me to the hospital when the police officer who arrived initially could have thrown me on the hood of his car and taken me to the hospital, and there would have been no issue.
I probably could have carried you to the hospital faster. He could have drove you to the hospital on...
The shooter could have dragged me by my leg.
Jeez. Well, let's do this. I want to continue, and I'd like to be able to talk to you and Charlotte at a later time, but I have a couple of callers here. The show is going to end in less than 10 minutes, and I got a couple of callers on air to talk with your mom. I'm glad, sir, that you're still alive.
But they can choose mom if they want.
Okay. Sam, thank you.
If they want to talk to me or they can talk to mom, it's up to them.
No. I'm doing the interview with your mom, and that's why I'm saying to you that I'd like to talk to you a little bit more and your mom into the future, and maybe we can roll this in. But I'm trying to wrap up the program here. But thanks for coming on and speaking. They know you're still alive. So, folks, any rumors out there that he passed away? No, Sam is still alive. Sam, thanks a lot.
I have brain damage, and things didn't go too well, but I'm going to hand it back to Mom because that's where you want to go.
All right, thanks, Sam. I appreciate it.
Here she comes. Take care.
All righty. You too, sir.
Hey, yeah, I'm glad he got on because he doesn't usually like to do those things. Okay, good.
All right.
So, your poor listeners, I'm sorry, listeners out there, that you didn't get to call in because I love your questions.
Okay, well, we got a couple here. That's why I wanted to wrap up the program. We got less than 10 minutes left. Betty in New Jersey. Hello, Betty.
She is one special lady, and if I never get to tell you that, Charlotte, I want to tell you I love you. I've listened to you for many years. I've got your book, and there's no one brought the truth out like you have and fight them back. I have never seen it in my life, and you're still going strong. So I thank you for it, and I love you for it. And I was hoping that I'd get to hear you again. As soon as Trump said charter schools, I said, uh-oh, I know what Charlotte's taught us about the charter schools. So it is a lie. It is not worth having. And I know what taught us.
And so I thank you. And I appreciate your very kind words because we don't get very many of them, you know?
Well, and, I appreciate everything because I've followed this through the schools. I would have probably yanked mine out a long time ago, you know, if I still had a child in school. I can't see what they're teaching them. It really bothers me. And I know a lot about the, I can't think of it right now, the core. Oh, I hate it, the Common Core.
Oh, absolutely.
What they're teaching the children is nothing but socialists, and it's just a shame they're just what they are doing to our children. But anyway, thank you so much, and thank you, John, for having her on.
Thank you, Betty.
I love New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd love to talk to you sometime.
Well, and you know what?
You can email me.
Well, I don't email.
I'll tell you. Hang, Betty, hang on 1 second. Okay. We'll make sure that you get the direct number to Charlotte, and you can give her a call. How's that?
Okay, that'd be wonderful.
Okay, hold on a second. Mike, you've got the number. Go ahead.
And I'm sorry what happened to Sam.
Well, he's still living and breathing, walking and talking, unfortunately for them, but fortunate for us.
Lucky. Yeah. Miracles happen.
Okay, Betty, I'm going to drop you here. Hang on. Don't go anywhere. I'll have the producer talk to you here in a second. All right. In the meantime, let me go to Rose in Montana. Hello, Rose.
Hi, Don. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, Rose. I love Montana. I spent time in Billings.
Well, wait a minute. You're both talking at the same time. Charlotte, you can't hear, and she's still talking. Rose, go ahead.
All right. It is just wonderful to hear Charlotte on your program, John. You know, I kind of dropped the ball a little bit with kind of falling away. I guess I kind of went into that, you know, like snail hole for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I read Charlotte's book a long time back. And I also want to say everything that Betty said, ditto here. You know, I mean, Charlotte is amazing. And I actually got to speak to her one Christmas when I was ordering paperbacks of her book. And what we did, what I found so phenomenal about the book, and I'm sorry about Sam, Charlotte, I didn't know until today. But going back to the educational, yes, you're welcome. Going back to the educational, the thing about Charlotte's book that to me was so in my face was that it wasn't her own words. There were only maybe a paragraph in each chapter, two paragraphs, maybe three, whatever. But everything else was documentation, documentation.
Right.
So as far as getting the word out, what we did was buy it in paperback, because that's what we could afford to do, and give it to our children who have our grandchildren, and pass it on that way. And whether, you know, they, I'm not going to say they've all woken up, but it's in the seed has been planted.
I was just going to use that term. The seed has been planted, hopefully on fertile ground. It's in a drought stage right now. Hopefully a little rain will fall. That seed will blossom,
yes,
and off we run. And Rose, I wanted to say this, and I also wanted to say this with Charlotte, is that I don't think, Rose, and you did what you thought was necessary to do, and that's a good thing. A lot of people don't get this. They don't understand. They think that I'm just small. I'm a nobody out here. I have no voice. And you couldn't be more wrong. Too many people have been in their hidey hole for too many years doing nothing. They'll say a prayer. They'll go, oh, isn't this terrible what's going on? But they will not participate. And this is what we need of everybody in this country today. Your voice can be amplified. You can come together on these issues. Let them know that we know. And I'm
you know, just let me mention this. In Louisiana, we have an incredible group of activists who actually kept, I think it's Port Marini, from being taken over by the globalists. Can you believe this? So if anybody really wants to be in touch with them, they have to contact me. And I will put them in touch with these incredible activists in Louisiana who are actually going right in their faces.
Are you hearing this, folks, the listening audience out there? Are you hearing the invitation by Charlotte Thompson Iserby? Will you respond? Will you stand up?
Now, John, can I ask Charlotte to repeat her email?
Yeah, I can do that. It's dumb. Down, okay. DUMBDOWN, just like it sounds, dumbdown00 at yahoo.com.
At Yahoo. Got it.
Okay.
One point, please.
Thank you so much, guys. It's been what a pleasure. I can't tell you how much I love this woman.
Yeah. Well, and
Rose, Sam just wanted to say something to Rose here. But quickly, Sam, we're almost out.
Oh, thank you, Sam. Okay.
I'm going to be very quick. Rose, there is on Mom's website a free download of the PDF of the whole book.
I have it. But I bought the paperback because I wanted our kids
take the link and
to have it
anybody
in
you want.
Okay. All right. Sam, thank you. And Rose,
thank you. Sam.
All righty. Charlotte?
All right. Good night, guys. God bless.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good night, Rose.
Okay, Charlotte, we got 60 seconds parting shot here.
Well, I want people to send an email to me, dumbdown00@yahoo.com, and ask me to send them the draft materials that they can use to send to the judge of the municipal court, Cumberland County, Portland, Maine, asking for the Dodge Iserby file to be unimpounded, unlocked, because we want the truth. I gave it. What? Yeah, I gave it.
All right. And you know, folks, you do this, the cockroaches are going to start to scatter. Let them know that we're on the march so they can get on the run. Charlotte Iserby, thank you so much, my dear.
Well, I cannot thank you enough, John, really. And all your listeners, I'm terribly sorry that I didn't get more of their input. But I had an awful lot of output, I'm afraid.
Well, no, that's okay. And the mark of a talk show host is to ask a good question and then shut up and let the guest talk. Thanks again,
well,
Charlotte.
You obviously get 100% on that one. And the poor listeners, next time maybe we could just let them ask questions.
All righty. All righty. Thank you. I appreciate it very much. Thank you, Charlotte. Talk to you soon.
Google Trusted Firearm. A visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.